on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it's 11 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got a couple of meetings on today. Ballina and also Corowa. We're going to head to Ballina first of all. Gary Cleese is there on a day where it looks like it's going to be okay. A little overcast. Good three, the rail. True. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, pretty warm. They're predicting thunderstorms late this afternoon, so wouldn't surprise me if we did get one. But other than that, track would be in really good order.
All right. Now, the first today, we take out four Caribbean Beauty. Favourite, two Moshed Up at $1.95. 10-spring Nymph, $4.40. Three Urban Appeal, $6. Number five, Cascade County, $7, then 11 or better.
Yeah, with the evens, 2.10, 5.3. I'm with Moshed Up. I think she's beautifully placed. She's had her in a few times. Michael Costa and pulled her out through bad gates, but I think he's down the right race for her here. She resumes with only the one trial. She wasn't asked to do a lot in that trial at the Gold Coast when she ran second, and she had form last preparation where 10 winners came out of her last three runs. So she looks well placed. Former Victorian Spring Nip, loved the trial. She's a newcomer to Terry McCarthy's stable. He took her to Grafton 2 weeks ago and trialled her up there, and the stable mate beat a 0.6 of length in the trial, and she showed speed in the trial. Got a massive watch on Cascade County. He's a former Victorian. Bob Milligan's got him now. Bob gave him one run at Taree going back in 27th of May. And I watched the horse in the air. Lovely horse, but he did nothing. But he hasn't trialled him, and he's travelling a long way with him from Taree to Ballina. And Urban Appeal, the three-day boot at Casino and a non-fab, did a good job, only beating 0.3 of a length, and obviously can improve off that. And goes to Tab Company today with the even numbers, 2.10, 5 and 3, race 1.
Now, the second event, a full field, 1 Peak Hill, 270, 2 Craigley Satina, 370, 3 Loving Home, 390, 4 Looking at You, 480, and then double figures.
Yeah, with the odds, 1, 3, 5 and 2. I'm with Loving Home. But look, he hadn't won a race until 2017. He won the Paul Macquarie Cup back in October, so it was 2 years since he'd won one. But he was good at Grafton the other day, and he drops in weight. One thing about him, you got no worries with him running out the 2,650 metres. Peak Hill, the toppy. He did a good job at Grafton. He was run down late by Clever Dolly 6 days ago, so he is on the quick backup. I suppose what brought him undone, he had to do a lot of work, sitting 3 and 4 wide from the 700-metre mark today. One gate, McGarren aboard, you don't think he'd be wide. 5 Humility, had a query on her at the trip at Grafton in the same race as Clever Dolly, but she worked home late over the 2,350. And Craigley's Certino, I mean, if you go back 4 runs ago, placed at Eagle Farm when running second behind Ocean Birdie. I mean, these probably wouldn't go to Eagle Farm and be placed, but she has been disappointing her last 3 runs. But she's in the mix. Odd numbers, 3, 1, 5, 2, race 2.
Third event, we pull out 4, Better Jet and number 7, Dawning Duchess. 2, Crack of You, 225. 6, Savannah Jern, 380. 3, General Wit, 480. 1, Blevio, 650. 5, My Best Seller, 750. And then 14 or longer.
Yeah, with the split, 2165. She hasn't got a thing wrong here, Crack of You. Her last 5, second at Casino, 1 at Lismore, 2nd at Barrable. I went to Grafton, a hot race behind Jack Attack, and then came back and led and was run down late behind 1 Betty. Over the 1100, gets the gate, gets back to 1,000. Emily Atkinson knows her well and ticks all the boxes. Blevio, the top weight's a big query. In a new stable now, Brett Dobson hasn't run for nearly 6 weeks. Her only win was at 1,000 metres. They did try to get her up to a mile, but I think the bottom line, she didn't run it out. 6 for Savannah Jern. She'll be sitting off the quick speed here. That'll suit her. And 5 My Best Sellers had 2 runs back. He's really good first up. He ran 4th of 11th, and he was a shade disappointing second up. So maybe the second up syndrome. 3rd up here today, 1 gate. With the split, 2-1-6 and 5, race 3.
Now, 189, spot on spot, Lord of the Dreams, do you later come out of race 4? Now, 3 My Cousin Steve, 260, 2 Ultras, 330. 6 Meckham, 460, $7 for 7 Brad the Lad, 4 Dexter Duncan, 750, and then 17 or better.
Yeah, with the split, 3-2-6-4. I'm with My Cousin Steve. I mean, he won at Lismore and he led and rolled and blew him away. He came back here and he probably went a fraction too hard when running second. And the Duke of Frederick grabbed him right on the line. They run 57-53. Forget him at Moorlambar now, but they got tightened up out of the gates, and that's not his go. He likes to high roll up in front. 2 Ultras resume, big lump of a guy, big heavy horse. Resumes 5.5 months. He had one little soft trial at the Sunny Coast, over 840. McGurran knows him. He's a bit of a trick to ride. You've got to hide him away and keep him till the late. 6 Meckham. He figured in the Stewart's report at Grafton there 6 days ago. He draws good here today, even though I'm a quick backup. And 4 Dexter Dutton coming off that win at Casino on a non-tab and might have given him a bit of confidence. With the split, 3-2-6-4 in race 4.
On to race 5, and here we have a look at the scratchings, and there are none. The winner, the favourite is number 2, Natural Force, preempting that, 225. 5 The Palms, $4. 1 Kato, $6.50, along with 4 Elders Arm. 3 Viking Raid, $7.50, along with 6 Dash for Van, then 51 or better the other two.
Yeah, you might have said the winner, too. I'm with the split. I'm 2.516. I'm with Natural Force here. He gave him an absolute touch-up 2 runs ago at Moreland Bay. He bolted in there by 5.3. He went to Eagle Farm in a Class 3, got tightened up on jumping. He got too far back. I mean, Gab Wolfman Chester would have had to take off a long way from home on it. Look, it didn't suit him, and this will suit him here today. 5 The Palms, great runner craft in last start. She led, and she was run down late 2 weeks ago. She gets a good gait. She gets a nice soft weight. Kato, the top, he's got ability. He races really good here. He's had 3 runs back. I thought he was fair at the Gold Coast last start, beating 3.6. But this will be easier. And Dash for Ben, the 6 resumed first up and hit the line hard. He's got to come from a Class 1 to a Class 3, but there was plenty of merit in his first up run. With the split, 2, 5, 1, and 6 in race 5.
On to race 6 now here. The scratchings are 1 applicant, 3's all white and 10 Danesdale. The favourite 7, Telecom Dane, win $2. 12 Nice for Tort, 4.80. Number 11, Fellow, 7. 5 Prince of Braemar, $9. And then 10 or better.
Yeah, I'm with the odds. I'm 7-5, 12-9. He looks awfully hard to beat Telecom Dane. Win. Been placed his last 3. He led a deep switch and he was run down late in a pretty strong race. He draws really good and he probably finds an easier race. Prince of Braemar here, the 5, really good run. Former Victorian horse got a mile out of his ground in 1,100-metre race at Grafton. Worked up a line hard, beating 2.5. 1,300 will suit him better than the 1,100 first up. 12 Nights for Tort. Did a good job. He's ticking away. Only a lightly raced horse. He's had 3 runs back, and he led the other day, and Maximus running down late. Maximus just got beaten a Class 1 at Bow Desert Saturday. And Byron Boyd didn't have a lot of luck first up from the Matt Dunyard, and he draws a good gate here today. And obviously, the 13 will suit him better with the odd numbers 7, 5, 12, 9 in race 6.
All right, 10 Compliance, 11 Cali, come out of race 7. Now, 13 Tootsers, tops, $2.50. 2 Calabria, $3.80. Number 12 Qualify, $5. 3 Alicia, $7.50. Then 10 or better.
Yeah, good little race. I'm with the evens. 2, 12, 13, and 9. I'm with Calabria here. He's had the 1 run back. He went to Doom and just he didn't have a lot of luck. I know he was beaten 3.7 lengths here in a maiden, but this is easier. And he absolutely trotted in a barrier trial at the Gold Coast by 4 or 5 lengths prior to resuming. Good gate here. Smart yard, Gary Doughty. Very hard to beat. Qualified the 12. I think she's set for a first up win. Trevor Whittington's got her. Only had the 3 starts last preparation. She was placed to the coast, but she's had 2 trials, and they pushed her out in the last trial, and she trialled up really good to win. Tootsers tops the 13. Did a good job at Lismore behind beat that. Got a little bit of a sticky gate. The home track advantage will help. And we wanted all the little mare. She was disappointing at Ipswich, but she did have to cover a bit of ground there down the back. With the even numbers, 2, 12, 13, 9 in the last, Sean.
All right, what do you like, Gary? Any favourites? Anything you like in particular?
Oh, I like race 3, number 2, Cracker View, going really good. Bits of gate and gets a claim for little Emily. And race 4, number 3, my cousin Steve. I think if they lead on him today, he'll take a lot of running down. Race 3, 2, race 4, 3, quaddy numbers, first leg 3, 2 and 6, second leg 2, 5, third leg 7, 5, 12, 9. And in that last leg, 2, 12, and 13, Sean.
All right, now we're chatting in the whip around later on with Emily Atkinson, Dwayne Schmidt, Maddie McGarren, Jake Bayliss, John Grisdale, and Brett Dodson. And that'll be after 11:30 this morning.
You're not going to be far wrong there.
Hopefully.
Brett Dodson's got a couple of horses, and I'm interested with his one former Victorian horse, another Sydney horse, newcomer to his stud. So you might better get a little bit out of him, Sean, eh?
Hope so. All right, good on you, Gary. We'll hear you through the day.
Yeah, good on you, mate. See you, mate.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Cleese here, 20 past 10.